All right. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio, the longest running consecutive hosted talk show on Pulse history, with this handsome gentleman joining us right now, Mr. Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. You know, Tom, it's not every day that we see a haircut and just dressed up to the nines with a special blazer on. This must be a very important subject today, isn't it, Tom?
It is. There's nothing more important, really, to some extent, than HPV. But also, it was I tried this out for my book signing at the Bookery a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
The 27th, and it went really well. We had a nice showing. I think many people showed up for the book signing because then they were able to go to Disney on Ice next door.
Yes.
So I tied it into that. So it was great. So the book, Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, is going really well. But this weekend and this show is a really important topic.
Yeah.
Let me introduce our panelists. We have Leanne Haney, who first and foremost is a colleague at Northeast Delta Dental. She's our oral health and wellness solutions specialist. And I've had Leanne on our show many times talking about our world famous health oral wellness program. But for the purposes of this show, she's also co-chair of the American Cancer Society Northeast Region HPV Task Force. And I also have with me Amy Devitt, who is the Cancer Control Strategic Partnership Manager from the American Cancer Society Northeast Region in Williston, Vermont. And we've had Dr. Edwards on before. Dr. Patricia Edwards is the co-chair of the American Cancer Society Northeast Region HPV Task Force. And she's a pediatric physician at Concord Pediatrics and at Dartmouth Hitchcock. In the spirit of transparency, I'm on the Dartmouth Hitchcock.
No, Dartmouth Hitchcock.
No more Dartmouth Hitchcock anymore.
Never was with them.
Never was. Okay, but here's the relevance. I'm on the Dartmouth Hitchcock board, so I get to see a lot of information from Dartmouth Hitchcock, and it's awesome. So, but let's get right to this very important topic, and I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Edwards. What is HPV? Spell it out for us, and why is it important to be vaccinated?
Okay, HPV has a big name, human papillomavirus. It's the virus that causes warts in the genital area, the anal area, mouth, throat, cervical warts. So it's a precursor to cervical cancer, vaginal, vulval, anal, penile, and rectal cancer. So it's a very important virus to get under control.
Great. And let's go to right to this question. What age is the best time to be vaccinated for this? And what are the optimal dosages?
So basically, any age is the best time to be vaccinated. I am not great about the adult age, but I think up into your 30s, you can now be vaccinated if you never were. The prime age for children is 11 to 12 years old. And if you are vaccinated under the age of 15, you receive two vaccines 6 months apart. And if you are over the age of 15, you have to receive three vaccines, mainly because the immune response is much better in the younger children.
Get it. Let me switch over to Amy. Who and what is the HPV cancer-free work group?
Well, thanks for asking. The Live HPV Cancer Free Work Group is a diverse group of stakeholders, including public health organizations, government health agencies, healthcare systems, dental health professionals, advocates, and many others that share a vision to achieve a New Hampshire free of HPV cancers. Our mission is through collaboration to prevent HPV-related cancers through HPV vaccination. It's important to note, again, that HPV vaccination is cancer prevention of those six types of cancers you just heard Dr. Edwards mention. Our goal is to increase the percentage of youth, both male and female, in New Hampshire who complete the recommended HPV vaccination series. And again, by completion, we mean have received two shots between the ages of 11 and 15, and if it goes beyond the age of 15, completion would require three shots. So this group, there are some exciting new priorities happening within this work group coming for 2022. We're currently identifying and prioritizing those tasks that we'll complete this year. But for the last few years, we've worked within large health systems to address challenges related to adolescent HPV vaccination. We've developed and provided education for parents and the public, education for primary care, pediatric providers, and dental health professionals. And we've supported inclusion of HPV vaccination in school nurse education. So as I mentioned, the work group will identify new priorities and strategies for 2022, and we expect them to be inclusive of expanded work through our dental, primary, and pharmaceutical pillars of care. So that's who we are.
Great explanation. I want to bring in Leanne here. So Leanne, obviously, Leanne and I hang out at Delta Dental, and we are passionate about oral health. So I think you need to spend a little time on explaining the importance of dental visits as it relates to oral cancer, generally and specifically its relationship to HPV.
That's right. Well, thanks for asking, Tom. And that's why I think Amy was brought me into the group, because it is really important that dental professionals screen for any types of cancers in the throat, the mouth area. And that's where HPV affects the mouth and throat. And those types of cancers are in the oropharynx. And those groups of cancers are called oropharyngeal cancers. And HPV is thought to cause 70% of those types of cancers in the United States. So it's very important that we partner with our primary care physicians in screening our patients. And what's the best way but visiting your dentist twice a year? Because they're not just looking at your teeth, they're not just making sure you have a nice smile, but usually your dentist and your dental hygienist are doing oral cancer screenings where they're going to be looking where these types of cancers will grow, which is in the base of the tongue, the tonsillar area, the throat. So these are the things we're screening for in the dental office. So awareness of HPV is very, very important. One interesting thing too, Tom, who do you think HPV, especially oropharyngeal cancers, affect more, men or women? What's your guess?
Well, it sounds like a Hollywood Squares trick question.
No.
So I'm going to go with women. How's that?
But no, it's actually men. They're twice as likely to have oropharyngeal cancer than women are. But the good news is that these types of cancers are very treatable and curable in the early stages. So I often would say to my patients, things that you want to be aware of are sore throats that don't go away after a couple of weeks. That's one of the signs and symptoms. Swollen lymph nodes, unexplained weight loss, hoarseness, earaches. These can all be signs and symptoms, perhaps, of a type of oropharyngeal cancer. So it's one of the symptoms that we would look at closely.
Now, when we communicate with our participating dentists, are we educating them on the in the hygienist on this topic?
Well, you know, I'm so glad you asked, Tom, because as you know, we at Northeast Delta Dental have the Health Through Oral Wellness Program, which is Enhanced Preventive Benefits Program. It's powered by Previsor, which is our risk assessment tool that we want and hope our dental providers use. One of the things that I love about that risk assessment is it has an oral cancer risk assessment component to it. So our providers can use this risk assessment because it does assess risk for oral cancer. And I think for your listeners, it's important for them to know, you know, what risk factors are. Risk factors are things that will affect the likelihood of you getting a disease. Some of those can be genetic. Those can be hereditary, and others are lifestyle choices. So as we know, smoking is a lifestyle choice that could perhaps contribute to oral cancer. HPV is a risk factor in developing oral cancer. So I love our risk assessment because it takes these types of risk factors into account and gives our providers and our clinicians a starting off point for having these conversations with their patients.
Very clear. Is there any resistance that all of you are running into on the education of this topic and getting folks vaccinated?
Well, I may be able to answer a little more to that. In the very beginning, there was a lot of concern about this being something that affected one's fertility. So that held a lot of parents back. When we explained to them that it was actually an anti-cancer vaccine, and when you especially speak to the moms of adolescent girls about the risks of cervical cancer and having to have many treatments for that, and perhaps even it can be fatal, and you point out that many of them either have had it themselves or have friends who have had it, it kind of makes it a little easier for them to realize that it's a good vaccine. Might be a little more challenging with the boys, but there are things we can discuss with parents about the boys that make them at risk for the HPV. And I think the biggest thing I get is, my child is not sexually active. And I often tell parents that they don't necessarily know everything that's going on in their child's life. And so they can't necessarily say that. And they will be sexually active at some point in their life. And basically, they don't know if that their child's partner will be infected with HPV. So it's good for everybody to be vaccinated.
Great way to close this first segment, Nazzy. Whereas Nazzy, you were totally knowledgeable of all of your children's activity, unlike the run-of-the-mill.
Sure, we'll go with that, Tom. We'll go with that, right? 18 grandchildren later. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. So listen, this is a very, very important subject, and I'm glad we're talking about this, because I never really understood why, when I go to the dentist, and I do go twice a year, why they were checking my mouth. And this really, really makes sense. So I'm glad that we're doing this very, very important topic today with Tom Raffio, Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll be back next with the second segment. All right. Welcome back. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Time for Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Mr. Tom Raffio. Very, very important subject today, Tom. We're talking about it's HPV, correct?
Correct.
And what does that stand for once again?
The human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take it
and,
away, guys.
And the overall topic, though, what you said just before a break, which is educating the public that the mouth is part of the body and you can't have good overall health without good oral health. Finally, you're getting it, Nazzy, after hanging out with me for so many years. But let's get back right into, since there's so much conversation on vaccinations in general. Dr. Edwards, what are some of the statistics as they relate to the efficacy of the vaccine?
Well, I do have some statistics here. I do know that for New Hampshire, for the state of New Hampshire, we have an 82.5% initiation of HPV vaccines in the younger group and a 68.8% completion rate, which is nice. In the UK, they've done even better, and they noticed that the cervical cancer rate had decreased 87% in people who were vaccinated. In the United States, in the 15 to 24-year-old age group, which is basically my age group to treat, it's decreased 38%. But that may be due to the fact that the UK is doing a much better job of getting people vaccinated with HPV. So it also has decreased mortality by 43% for cancers related to HPV so far. And I can say the vaccine's been around maybe about 12 years that we've been doing it in my office. And how do I know that? Because my daughter was the first teenage girl to get it in my office. And my son was the first teenage boy when it became released for use in boys. So you can see that I believe.
You practice what you preach. That's good.
Definitely do.
So obviously, lots of current debate on the vaccination as it relates to COVID. And I don't want to get into that. But it seems like this has been around for whatever, 12, 15 years. And it's proven itself out. So what would be the reluctance of someone having their child take this vaccination?
I really feel like the most reluctance is really related to the thought that one's child may become sexually active. Because I really hear that over and over again, my child does not need this vaccine yet because they are not sexually active. And the whole idea of this vaccine is to prevent HPV, not to wait until you are infected with one of the strains and then hopefully treat, you know, get the vaccine so you won't get the others. The whole idea is to prevent you getting any of the 9 strains that it covers, which are the most common ones related to the cancers.
And that's a nice segue, a question I have for Amy. So in general, why does the American Cancer Society focus, on this work?
Thanks for asking that very important question, Tom. The mission of the American Cancer Society is to save lives, celebrate lives, and lead the fight for a world without cancer. So as we all know, when cancer strikes, it comes from all sides. And that's why we're committed to attacking cancer from every angle. And HPV is a common virus that does cause 6 different types of cancer. And each year in the United States, almost 35,000 men and women are diagnosed with a cancer caused by HPV. So HPV vaccination can prevent more than 32,000 of those cases every year. In addition, vaccination can help hundreds of thousands of people who have a cervix avoid having to undergo treatment for a cervical precancer each year. So just to give you a sight line of what that might mean in terms of the number of annual cases of cervical cancer, the 2020 estimate was nearly 200,000 cervical precancer cases. So our time with you today is perfect in that January 23rd through the 29th is HPV Cancer Prevention Week. And your American Cancer Society is focused on HPV vaccination as a high priority through the American Cancer Society's mission, HPV Cancer Free. It's a public health initiative to eliminate vaccine preventable HPV cancers as a public health problem, starting with cervical cancer. Our goal is to reach an annual vaccination rate of 80% of 13-year-olds in the United States by 2026. And to do this, we're doing that through facilitating provider training and education, engaging critical stakeholders, influencing those stakeholders to use relevant data to drive the impact, leading and supporting HPV vaccination interventions through our health systems, and increasing the parental knowledge about vaccination through news, digital, and social media platforms like what we're doing here today. So as you can see, everything that the American Cancer Society is doing aligns with the work that we have already established doing here in New Hampshire within our Live HPV Cancer-Free Work Group. So I cannot say enough how important it is to reiterate what the American Cancer Society shares on their website, which is cancer.org, that HPV is a common virus that causes 6 types of cancer. Don't wait, vaccinate.
So the overarching SMART goals, strategic, measurable, realistic, and time-based, 80% of 13-year-olds by 2026. I think just being on this radio show alone, Leanne, that will...
I think so.
...that almost immediately with the following that we have. So let me flip it back to you, Leanne. So what can a dental office help? How can a dental office help achieve that vaccination goal?
Well, you know, what's been really great is Amy and Dr. Edwards and, of course, Jenna, her predecessor, created these wonderful dental toolkits that we've been able to distribute to our providers here in New Hampshire. And Amy, did you want to speak a little bit about that toolkit since you are integral in putting it together?
I actually get the opportunity of helping move it forward, but my predecessor did actually put it together. And it's really a tool for all dental offices to use as a reminder of resources and a reminder of actually doing the HPV wellness check at dental visits. And just to initiate that conversation, dentists really stand in a pivotal point where they're able to be very influential, maybe not just once a year, but hopefully twice a year, where sometimes our patients maybe are seeing their primary care physician once a year. So if they do have a little bit of a larger influence in some cases where that maybe they can do that check and check in and have that
and
discussion.
Going, And going back to that risk assessment, Tom, if our providers are doing that, it's a wonderful opportunity to talk about how HPV is a risk factor in oral cancer when they're doing that caries risk assessment.
Yeah, it's a great tie-in. Fits right in with our health or wellness program.
It does.
Let me flip it back to Dr. Edwards. So who can actually do the vaccinations? Pharmacists, gynecologists, who else?
Yes, any medical office can do it, and pharmacists. I don't know of any other, well, perhaps an urgent care center, you know, you might not think of that as a place to go, but they definitely can do it. And a lot of the, like CVS has the little clinic there, so I'm sure that they can do it, although probably their pharmacists are the ones who mostly do it. I don't know of any like vaccine clinics for HPV at this point in time.
But it was a big win to get our pharmacists to be able to complete the vaccination, because sometimes it can be a two-step process. So I think anything that we can do to make it easy for our parents to get the kids vaccinated, I think, is going to help also increase the rates of vaccination.
Also for children, older teens who haven't got vaccinated because their parents turned the vaccine down, don't forget the college campuses. I'm sure their health centers can make that available also to college students.
It's a great point.
Whether it's European studies or US studies, are there soundbite statistics that we can give to parents to show the utility of this vaccination?
I have one that I love. I mean, there's been over 290 million doses of the vaccine that have been given worldwide, which that's a huge number of vaccines. And studies have really shown that the vaccine provides close to 100% protection against infections and precancers caused by certain types of HPVs. So I think that's a great soundbite right there. And it is right now, unfortunately, again, for men, Tom, I hate to be going back to the poor men, but it is the eighth most common cancer among men.
I think that would surprise people. So that's
definitely
a good factoid to get out. Maybe you can all take this. Has the sort of environment that we're living with, you know, some degree of skepticism on vaccinations as it relates to COVID, has that negatively impacted our goals here with HPV?
Well, the one way it has negatively affected it is that many people didn't bring their children in for child checks last year. And so we got behind in a lot of our vaccinations because when everything was shut down, so were the offices really. So right now we're playing a little bit of catch up on that. So I'd say that's the biggest way. I don't think there's cross, I don't want the COVID vaccine, so I don't want the HPV vaccine. I haven't seen that.
Right. So it was just a delay. And the same thing happened, obviously, in the routine dental ward from March 16th to May 11th of 2020 in New Hampshire. You couldn't see dentists except for emergencies. And that delayed a lot of needed procedures, which were elective. And then it became, those then became emergencies. So, well, I'm glad you all explained this so well. I'm so glad that over the years that I've done this show, it's migrated from a little bit of awkwardness to, and far no more controversies. It needs to be done, and I hope we make our objective of 80% by 80% of the 13-year-olds by 2026. And I think I'm going to put Nazi on a little. We got to find a way of putting together a little mantra for that 80% by 2026. So
I'm going to print out the bumper stickers this weekend, man.
All right, offline we'll get to it. Go. So Dr. Edwards, thank you. Amy Devitt, yes. Thank you. Leanne, glad that you're on an external board, and I'm glad you're part of the team here at Northeast Delta Dental, and this integrates so well into our health world wellness program. So you all are doing a huge mitzvah for population health, and I thank you very much, and looking forward to getting you on again, if not next year, sooner. So Nazi, I think our work is done.
That's right. Nothing left to say. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you next week for Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Great.